Talking about Mrs. Robbins, you pardon me, but she is really the dearest thing on earth to me. And one time she was telling me how God dealt with her about love. She had, there was a woman in Toronto who had a mission, and she hated Mrs. Robinson, and she preached against her. She said terrible things against Mrs. Robinson. She roused people against her all over the country. Pentecostal preacher, she didn't have the light. And one day the Lord spoke to Mrs. Robinson, "Do you love Mrs. Hebden?" That was her name. "Yes, I love her. I pray for her." In her meeting, she prayed for her. When Mrs. Hebden had a revival meeting, she would call on her assembly to pray for those revival meetings. She'd send her people there in spite of the fact that she knew that when they went there, she would be cursed publicly. "Do you love Mrs. Hebden?" And she said, "Yes, Lord, you know I love her." Well, the Lord said, "Do you love her as much as you love Mrs. Brooks?" Mrs. Robinson smiles. She says, "You know, Mrs. Brooks was the dearest thing to me on earth. I loved her like myself." I said, "Jesus, are we supposed to do that?" The Lord said, "Yes." She said, "But I can't." And then Jesus said, "But I can." And she immediately surrendered, and she says, "You know, after that, I loved Mrs. Hebden as much as Mrs. Brooks. I couldn't tell the difference. Jesus said, I can. Now abideth faith, hope, love,